I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Daryl Baker wants to know what's eating his woolen skivvies. And I guess you want to know who Daryl Baker is.
Well, that's my next question. Then we can get to the skivvies part.
Daryl's one of our engineers here, and he stopped me in the hall and wanted to know, what's the specific moth that's eating his woolen goods?
Well, it's got to be a clothes moth of some sort. There's one called the webbing clothes moth where the caterpillars, remember, they're the ones with the chewing mouth parts that are eating the holes in your garments.
Oh, so it's not really the moth itself, it's the larvae.
No. Moths and butterflies both. They don't have chewing mouth parts. It's just the larvae. In the wild, clothes moth caterpillars are scavengers. They're feeding on pollen, dead insects, hair, feathers in animal nests, that kind of thing. But when you've got a closet full of prized woolens and other fabrics, it's just like laying out the buffet. And if it's dark and relatively undisturbed, the adult moths are very slender-bodied, and they can just slip right in the narrowest of cracks, lay their eggs, and the caterpillars hatch. And depending on the species, they either lay down little sheets of flimsy webbing over the garment and then start feeding inside the sheets of webbing. Or, in the case of the case-building clothes moth, they actually build a case made up of fibers and feces and silk and whatnot, and they walk around grazing on your clothing inside that protective case.
Are these about the size of a pantry moth?
A little bit smaller, more slender. These moths are not attracted to lights, although sometimes you'll find them flying at dusk in your home under low light conditions. But usually if the lights go on, they go the other direction, trying to hide. Sadly, a lot of moths get a bad rap because of the activities of the caterpillars of clothes moths, and so people tend to have a negative view of moths in general. But it's only this one small group of moths, the clothes moths, that actually do this kind of damage.
Do mothballs work?
Mothballs can be useful if you use them as directed for keeping out insect pests. So if you fold up your garments, put them in a sealed box with mothballs, you should be good. But if the garments are already infested, it really doesn't slow them down. But it will keep them out if they're not in there already.
Well, is there some predator that we could insert into Mr. Baker's underwear that would take care of the moth problem?
But what about poor Mr. Baker?
No worries about that.
You know, that's an interesting question. I'm not aware of any biological controls for clothes moths. There might be a parasitoid wasp out there somewhere that would just relish the idea of laying her eggs in some caterpillar munching away on a woolen jacket or undies in this case. In particular, I don't know. But it can be a real problem. And they nibble on all kinds of things, too. They'll go after rugs, carpets, fabrics. They'll also go after the felt on pianos. So if you keep having to tune and retune your piano and it just doesn't have the sound you're looking for, you might want to keep that in the back of your mind.
The hammers?
The felt on the hammers.
Man.
Those insects don't miss a bet because we accumulate materials made from these objects and we keep them stored in our homes. It's no wonder these things have very quickly adapted to living with us.
Well, stop extending the invitation.
Keep everything sealed up and be vigilant.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.